It's an ordinary summer's day in August 2018. Hundreds of people, in countries all over the world, leave their homes at the same time to perform a single, secret task.
These people were simultaneously coordinating in more than 20 countries, in different time zones.
They work quickly, in small groups, almost certainly unaware of the full scale of the strange, synchronized strike they have become part of.
They're doing the dirty work of highly skilled criminals. But their role is simple. Just put a card into a cash machine.
It was just like abracadabra. Put these cards, put any PIN number, and you get money.
The goal is to visit as many ATMs as possible within a narrow window of time. The clock is ticking.
Soon, millions of dollars worth of banknotes are spilling out of cash points around the world. These criminal minions now have the power to withdraw seemingly limitless amounts of cash.
And the criminals on the street corner can just keep putting the card in, take as much out of the ATM as the ATM will give it, and the man will always just respond back, authorize, authorize.
Investigators scramble to figure out what's going on. Pretty soon, the evidence leads to some familiar suspects.
It seems the Lazarus Group has found an audacious new way to plunder money from banks.
I'm Jean Lee.
And I'm Jeff White.
And we're back to tell you about Season 2 of The Lazarus Heist from the BBC World Service.
Since our last series, the Lazarus Group's tactics have been evolving faster than investigators can keep up.
North Korea is nothing if it is not creative, clever, agile.
The hack on Sony Pictures, the Bangladesh bank job, the WannaCry ransomware attack. The North Korean regime denies that these cybercrimes, or any cybercrimes, have anything to do with them.
But according to investigators, they were just the beginning. If anything, North Korea's alleged hacks have gone into overdrive.
The FBI called us and said, "We have tracked your funds to a North Korean account."
And they're not acting alone. They're teaming up with some of the world's most sophisticated dark web criminals.
I didn't know exactly what he did. I knew he had money. The lifestyle was a lot, but it's Dubai. Everybody there is rich.
And then the police just boom, you know, like, police, hands in the air. It was really like in the movies.
Now they're targeting the world of cryptocurrency, where their high-tech heists are said to be pulling in billions.
Over $2 billion. We're at $2.1 billion in stolen funds.
The U.S. government has the hackers in its sights.
In this indictment, you can see photos of the hackers at issue. You think you're anonymous behind a keyboard, but you're not.
But can they stop the flow of cash? Money that U.S. authorities claim is stolen on behalf of Kim Jong-un to fund a terrifying goal to create the world's most powerful nuclear force.
A sovereign nation trying to earn revenue to fund weapons of mass destruction. It's very surreal, it's unsettling, and it makes me kind of really paranoid.
Holy moly, that would be terrifying. I mean, that would be so risky that you might start World War III.
The Lazarus Heist returns on March 27, 2023.
Please follow or subscribe if you can, so you get every episode as soon as it drops. Please also spread the word, The Lazarus Heist is back. And while you're waiting for Season 2, now's the time to catch up with the first season and our amazing live show from New York.